This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The United States and China will reopen their stalled trade talks. The word came from U.S. President Donald Trump, who says he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have agreed that discussions should be renewed, aimed at ending the trade war between their two countries. Speaking at a news conference at the end of the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, Mr. Trump said for now there would be no new tariffs against Beijing.
We're holding on tariffs, and they're going to buy farm product. But that could happen, John. This doesn't mean there's going to be a deal, but they would like to make a deal, I can tell you that. And if we could make a deal, it would be a very historic event. You know, we've never really had a deal with China.
Current U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods are staying in place. Mr. Trump may have surprised his intelligence officials by saying U.S. companies could continue selling to Chinese telecom giant Huawei, a world leader in 5G technology. The U.S. intelligence community views Huawei as too close to the Chinese government. In short, a national security risk. On Russia, Mr. Trump refused to clarify his earlier lighthearted reference to Russia's well-documented interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, though he did repeat a familiar theme.
As everybody now understands, I won not because of Russia, not because of anybody but myself. I went out, I campaigned better, smarter, harder than Hillary Clinton.
On a possible meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Jong-un was very receptive. He responded, and so we'll see. Because tomorrow we're going to the DMZ. I said, well, I'm there. I'll shake his hand. We get along. There's been no nuclear tests. There's been no long-range ballistic tests. Gave us back our hostages, which was great. And a lot of good things are happening over there. So I let him know we'll be there, and we'll see. I mean, I can't tell you exactly, but they did respond very favorably.
This is VOA News. There has been new fighting in Afghanistan, where more than two dozen pro-government personnel are reported killed in Taliban attacks on security outposts in the northern province of Baghlan. This as the insurgent group opens a new round of peace negotiations with the United States in Qatar to discuss a possible settlement to the Afghan war. In the wake of recent tensions with Iran, including the shootdown of a surveillance drone, a U.S. Senate bid to limit presidential war powers came up short on Friday. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a report.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 40. The 60-vote threshold having not been achieved, the amendment is not agreed to.
An amendment to a defense bill that would have required congressional approval before the president can order military action fell 10 votes short in the Senate Friday. Four Republicans joined most Democrats in supporting the failed amendment. The White House and Pentagon had written a letter opposing the amendment. Earlier in the week, President Trump asserted he doesn't need congressional approval to engage militarily with Iran. The House will likely try to attach its own limits on military action against Iran with its defense bill next month. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States has imposed sanctions against the son of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The Treasury Department says it will freeze any assets Nicolas Maduro Jr. has in the U.S. and prohibit American individuals or businesses from conducting business with him. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said in a statement, the Venezuelan president relies on his son and others close to his regime to maintain a stranglehold on the economy and suppress the people of Venezuela. A federal judge says she'll issue a ruling in the coming days on whether to block a new Trump administration policy that keeps asylum seekers locked up without a bond hearing. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The case was just argued in Seattle by immigration rights lawyers who say for the past 50 years, asylum seekers have been granted a hearing to demonstrate they can be released on bond because they're not a flight risk nor a threat to the public. But that's ending under the Trump administration's Justice Department. Advocates say that will keep thousands of immigrants in custody without due process. But the Justice Department says denying the bond hearings is a valid interpretation of federal immigration law. I'm Jackie Quinn.
As Congress agrees to provide billions of dollars in funding to federal law enforcement agencies at the country's southwestern border, the acting head of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, says he'll meet with Northern Triangle country officials in the coming week, trying to lock down a deal to divert asylum seekers from the United States. Meanwhile, Mexico has boosted its border efforts, deploying thousands of newly commissioned National Guard troops to its southern and northern frontiers. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.